Back with more of Lake Effect Now, I'm Bonnie North. Right in the middle of our Project Milwaukee Black and White series, something happened that seemed to speak to the tenuous state of race relations in this city. Organizers of the annual African World Festival announced that for a second straight year, financial challenges would prevent the organization from putting on the three-day event at the Meyer Festival Park on Milwaukee's lakefront. Instead, the festival will sponsor a series of smaller events throughout the year with a goal toward developing a strong enough financial footing to bring the festival back to the lakefront next year. The economic recession has made finances difficult for many festivals, ethnic and otherwise, but the lack of a major visible African-American festival alongside events celebrating Polish, Irish, German, Mexican, and Italian heritage leaves a void. Mark Waite is the president of the board of directors for the African World Festival. He explained to Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke why he thinks the last 2 years have been especially tough on the festival.
Well, I haven't been with the festival for all of the years, but I think that primarily, the economy is definitely a struggle for most entities or businesses that try to function at this time. And then if the economy goes bad at a time when things are going bad for you as well, economically, it presents, a double challenge or a triple challenge. It's just intensified. So the economic status that we're in right now is really the challenge. And we have some programs in place that definitely will address them. And I'm confident, that next year when festival time comes, that we'll be able to do a very good job.
Let's talk about the existence of the festival at all. What is the message that having an African World Festival sends to the community at large? Why is it so important that it's part of the overall festival scene?
Well, I definitely feel that the celebration that goes on from African World Festival is important in that, or just as it is to celebrate every other culture that comes from our city. I think that it is great that our entire city has an opportunity to celebrate the people that have Polish heritage in our city and celebrate the people who have Italian heritage and Spanish heritage and German and so forth and so on. And I definitely think that, as a part of the fabric of our community and our city, African Americans play a very huge part. And I think that when everyone's allowed to spend some time celebrating someone else, I think that it just opens up doors, for relationships and communication and definitely celebration. So our festival is going to be a festival that's going to be done well and again, allow people to celebrate our heritage just like they celebrate everyone else's.
African Americans make up roughly 40-45% of the population of Milwaukee, and so not having this festival seems to open up a kind of a huge hole.
Well, I mean, I would agree with that, and I think the thing that I really would like to focus on more than the hole that's there is filling it, and I think that we have a really good board of directors put together. I mean, we have some very talented and committed people on our team. And I've seen a lot of teams get put together that have a lot of talent. You could just look at the Cleveland Cavaliers. They had a real talented team. But I don't know if their commitment was that of the Orlando Magic or that of the Los Angeles Lakers. So, I mean, we have talented people that are committed to the resurrection of our festival. So, I mean, I'm confident that we'll get it together. And then with the support that our community is going to put forth, I mean, just because of the fact that the festival disappeared, wasn't there for a year or two, that gives people an opportunity to say, you know what, we really need this. What can I do to make it happen? And people have definitely, our community has definitely definitely demonstrated that it is important to them. And not only do they want to be there, they're going to do things to ensure that it's there.
Well, and so what is the plan for the summer? What is the festival itself? The 3 day festival won't be taking place, but what are the things that you already have planned for the summer? And I know you're also planning to solicit broader input in terms of how the festival itself can get back on a footing.
Well, what we decided to do was a restructuring of our festival, you know, not just necessarily a cancellation of it. We weren't in a position to be financially responsible in going down to Meyer Festival grounds this year, in which that's what our wish was to do. But we came up with an alternative plan, whereas our festival will be able to be celebrated throughout the year. You know, we have a series of events that will take place. You know, we'll participate in the Juneteenth Day celebration. We'll participate in that. You know, we'll have our first annual Shades of Black cocktail party and Steppers Dance at the Performing Arts Center in Bradley Pavilion on June 19th. That's this Friday. We also have a golf outing that will be coming up on the 7th of July at Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex, Wisconsin. It's been a very successful event for us for the last 3 years. We have a schedule printed out right in front of me that will go throughout the year. Also, in September, we'll have a women's wellness initiative that will take place, and we'll have an educational go back to school kickoff that we'll partner with that will have some high school preparation to it and some college preparation to it, you know, for our young people that will be going back to school. Also, we're going to have a gospel concert that will feature some national recording artists in the gospel world, and we'll also have some local people that do very, very good jobs in the recording world, gospel recording world as well. So that'll take us from like now until September, and every quarter, I believe that we'll say on the 15th or the 20th, you know, we'll be posting, you know, what our next quarter's events will be. And, you know, we will have events that will take place throughout the year to make sure that our festival, you know, will be not only be able to come back because of sponsorship dollars, but because of money that we ourselves raise.
Why is whether it's a 3-day festival one time a year or this set of ongoing events across the year, why is this kind of celebration of heritage so important to you?
Well, it's important to me in just that. When people have an opportunity to see the positive sides of themselves and other people have the opportunity to see the positive sides as well, I think it's a great tool for breaking down barriers. I think it's a great tool for fostering relationships. I also think that when people get a chance to come celebrate, have a good time, it just makes life better, in my opinion. And so we can be an addition, you know, to the good times in someone's life and also the education that they'll receive in reference to our heritage.
It can't have been an easy decision to have canceled this festival this year.
Well, no, it wasn't easy at all, because it's kind of like when you get to a place where you're saying it's something that I really want to happen, and you look at it and say, well, you know, to do a good job, we really aren't in a place to capitalize this venture like we should. So, you know, in one way, you know, the decision was difficult, you know, but in another way, you know, was the only decision to make, just because the arithmetic didn't say go forward. And so that's what we had to listen to, as opposed to our emotions and our hearts.
Well, Mark Wade, thanks for sharing this story with us, and best of luck.
Hey, well, I appreciate the invitation, and I'll say thank you to you as well.
Mark Wade is the president of the board of directors for the African World Festival. Festival organizers recently announced that this summer's 3-day event on Milwaukee's lakefront will not take place. They do plan to hold other events throughout the year, including tomorrow's Celebrating Shades of Black cocktail party and dance at the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. Wade says he's optimistic the 3-day festival will take place next summer. There is a link to more information on our website, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And that's all the time we have today. Coming up tomorrow, the conclusion of our special series, Project Milwaukee Black and White. On Lake Effect, we'll air a community forum on the subject of race relations that was held at the Domes Wednesday evening. Our newsroom reports Friday morning will also feature coverage of that event. Our complete Project Milwaukee series is available online at wuwm.com/projectmilwaukee. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for being with us today. Please join us again tomorrow for more of Lake Effect, 10 in the morning and 11 at night on 89.7 WUWM HD, Milwaukee Public Radio.